Hey guys, guess how Apple's ad business is doing now that they're keeping all the data for themselves? Also today, what's next for YouTube? Google's scheme to delete all ads from search? A GDPR integration for your Microsoft ad campaigns? And the real question is, why aren't you buying podcast ads? It's Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. Happy National Book Day, Brazil. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in Digital Marketing, episode 486. You know how when Apple announced it would restrict ad data? And everyone's like, well, that's unfortunate. Why would they do that? Well, Apple's endgame is now clearly in sight. And spoiler alert, it's not just about user privacy. Yes, the revenue and market share of Apple search ads have skyrocketed since the death of IDFA with iOS 14. The app tracking transparency has been a good move for Apple. Major gains in search ads market share, iPhone app downloads, and revenue. Good news for Apple, not so good news for everyone else. Little wonder Facebook said last month, quote, it's gotten harder to measure the effectiveness of ad campaigns on our platform, and that the impact of Apple retiring the IDFA has had a greater impact on businesses than expected, unquote. So losses on other platforms turn out to be Apple's gains. Apple search ads now drive 58% of iPhone app downloads. Compare that to last year when it was just 17%. Analysts predict Apple will top $5 billion in ad revenue this fiscal year, increasing to $20 billion in just 3 years. The advantage to Apple is now clear. Was it ever in doubt? Instagram has announced a number of new features coming this week to its feed and TikTok competitor Reels. The creator-focused editions will drop throughout the week and will allow users to collaborate with one another, raise funds, and make better use of music on Reels. When creators choose to collaborate, the post or reel will appear on both their profile grids, as well as having a shared view count, like count, and comment thread. Instagram has said that currently only a small number of people will have access to this feature. Instagram will also begin testing a new way to create fundraisers for nonprofits, including a feature that will allow you to start the fundraiser directly from the creation button. Following TikTok's launch of a half dozen interactive music effects back in April, Instagram is now adding two new features to Instagram Reels, which will be useful for those who edit and perform music. Superbeat is one of them. It will intelligently apply special effects to music to the beat of the user's song. Dynamic lyrics will display 3D lyrics that will flow along with the song's groove. But the big news, I thought, for us old people anyway, Instagram will also make its desktop website more usable by letting people upload photos and videos, including Reels, using their web browsers. That begins on Thursday. YouTube has shared its latest live shopping and connected TV product updates. First, the live shopping, quoting from their blog post. Earlier this year, we started testing an integrated shopping experience that allows viewers to tap into the credibility and knowledge of trusted creators to make informed purchases on YouTube. We initially experimented with shoppable on-demand videos, and now we're testing shoppable live streams too, unquote. And on the connected TV front, they have upgraded video action campaigns to automatically include CTV inventory. In the U.S., streaming households surpassed cable TV households for the first time last year. And according to ComScore, 40% of all ad-supported streaming watch time is happening on YouTube. So, this is weird. Could Google be launching a subscription model for Google search without ads? One Twitter user spotted a Google survey in which they were asked how interested they would be in paying a reasonable price for a search service with that feature. The feature is, results show no ads at all. Currently, Google offers a premium YouTube service without ads. Do you think they'd ever implement it for a Google search?
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
To help advertisers avoid account suspension from three strikes policy enforcement, Google has launched a new tool called Bowling. Bowling like the sport. Bowling will find and remove ads that violate ad policy. In their developer blog, Google said, quote, Bowling is a mitigation tool allowing clients to act and remove disapproved ads before risking account suspension. The tool audits and offers the option to delete disapproved ads that may lead eventually to account suspension in perpetuity, unquote. Google's Bowling tool has two modes, as I mentioned, audit mode and remove mode, which deletes disapproved ads and creates a log file. As an unofficial Google product, the Ads Remover tool was developed to aid advertisers in removing problematic ads, but Google says they will not officially support it. Digital marketers in a new Microsoft advertising pilot can now use Microsoft Clarity features, and the feature will be available to all users in November. Clarity is Microsoft's GDPR-compliant user behavior analytics tool. It gives advertisers a deeper understanding of landing page engagement and behavior post-click. Also, things on landing pages like movements and scrolls and all those sorts of things are tracked so that you can analyze users' behavior across browsers and campaigns and channels. Last December, Microsoft integrated it with their webmaster tools. It also integrates with Google Analytics, by the way, and it's free to use, and there aren't any traffic caps to worry about. You can get into the pilot by reaching out to your Microsoft ad rep, and that person can also point you to the opt-out form if you'd rather not have this applied to your account once it's out of beta. It looks like Snapchat is betting that the role of augmented reality in marketing will grow with the unveiling of Arcadia, a new division operating an independent creative studio for branded AR. With the pandemic reducing the number of opportunities for consumers to sample products in person at stores, marketers are turning to virtual product trials on AR. At launch, Arcadia has partnerships with P&G Beauty, Verizon, and WWE. According to some recent numbers, 62% of U.S. consumers who've used AR while shopping said it encouraged them to make a purchase. Snap says its goals are to advance the AR production ecosystem and create the next generation of sponsored AR experiences. This year's podcast buying guide from AdLarge has been released, and it offers advice and strategies for brands wanting to dip their toe into the podcast ad world. According to the guide, podcast ad spend has increased 71% year over year and is set to reach $1 billion by the end of this year. Big numbers, but of course it's still a fraction when compared to other media. The guide is definitely worth a read if you're interested in getting into it. It has four sections: evaluating, effectiveness, efficiency, and expertise. Somebody there likes alliteration. Some noteworthy strategies are an evaluation checklist for a great partnership with a podcast. This includes such factors as audience, measurement, and the content itself. Positioning your campaign for success by setting a goal, opting for host-read ads, and setting a cadence and frequency suited for the campaign, and studying the various ways to buy podcast ads to see what worked for the brand. You can download the guide for free at podcastbuyingguide.com/download. And finally, Google Alerts appears to be on the fritz, the company today saying they're working on it. Google Alerts has never really been that reliable anyway, but in case you're looking for options, TalkWalker and Mention.com are usually the most used. So, Steph.
Yes.
Yesterday, I got in trouble from three different people by email who told me that I should have introduced you better on the podcast. So, Steph Gunn, our new associate producer, hello, welcome to the team, welcome to the audience. Where did you come from? Tell us a bit about your background.
I came from London, Ontario, which is where I'm currently living. And prior to being the new associate producer for the podcast, I was working in marketing and e-commerce. It was very, very heavily focused in B2B marketing. And I'm also a radio announcer. So I was working in that industry for a few years prior to marketing. And I also host a radio show daily in Ontario.
Nice. Okay. Now that's, you can't talk anymore because otherwise I'll have to pay you union rates. So goodbye. Thank you. Thanks, Steph.
Thanks.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Hey, you over there with the eyes wide up. Hey, you over there with the vibe.